Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey friends, how are you today? I'm so glad that you're here and welcome to this newest episode of She Coaches Coaches. Do you remember that Spice Girls anthem? The one that says, "Tell me what you want, what you really, really want." Remember that? Well, my daughter used to play it loud in the house when she was a little kid, and it was a top hit. If you used to listen to this song too, I'm going to start by apologizing in advance because it's now probably stuck in your head for the rest of today. You're going to be humming along, singing those lyrics in your mind. I know it's stuck in mine. Today, we're talking about how wanting and how wanting something can actually work against you. I was coaching a client the other day and I realized that this is a pattern that I've seen with many coaches, and we experience this in all kinds of areas of our life. So I wanted to explain it to you. So when we were coaching, she was sharing how much she wanted to quit her day job. And you know, it's a really common desire. Lots of new coaches want to get their coaching income up so they can go ahead and quit their job. This episode isn't about how to prepare to move from being an employee to an entrepreneur. It's about what happens when you really, really, really want something. As we were coaching, I was scribbling down some notes so I could show her how her thinking was creating her current reality. And then that was going to equip her to make the changes that she needed to make. She coaches with me because she's learning how to create her first paying coaching clients. And it's a big milestone for new coaches. It's super fun to reach, and it is one of my favorite topics to coach on. Anyway, she was saying, I really want to get a bunch of clients so I can finally quit my day job. And I get it. I remember feeling this way too. Now, did you realize that everything you want, every goal, every dream, everything, including the dinner that you want to cook on Saturday night, everything is because of how you think you're going to feel when you get there? Let me say that again. Everything that you want in your life is because of how you think you will feel when you get it. Say your goal is to cook an amazing dinner. Maybe your desire is wrapped up in wanting to feel nourished and creative, or maybe it's to create the feeling of more love and connection. If you have a goal of running a 10K race, it's not the running that you desire, it's the feeling that the running gives you. Maybe it's that feeling of being energized, youthful, accomplished, or proud. And when you want to sign a bunch of coaching clients so you can quit your day job, maybe the feeling you're looking for is free or purposeful or fulfilled. So let's stick with this, the example, the one about wanting to quit your day job. If we were coaching, I'd ask you, how do you think you're going to feel when you quit? And you might say to me, free, finally free. And when you're thinking over and over about quitting, you might be thinking things like, oh, I can hardly wait to quit. Or I am so bored. It's going to be so great when I don't have to come into this office anymore. Or even, come on, this is taking forever for me to fill my calendar. Now, when you think thoughts like those, maybe you feel trapped or bored or impatient. Let me ask you, what do you do when you feel impatient? Well, if you're anything like me, you look at the clock, maybe grumble. you dream about someday happening. You write your resignation letter and then read it every day. You think about what you won't have to do anymore. You resent getting dressed and going to work. And maybe you stay in bed just a little bit longer some mornings. And because of that, you might be late showing up from time to time. Disengage your mind and have one foot kind of out the door, even though you're still actually sitting in that chair. Here's what you probably don't do. I bet you don't apply for a promotion or recommit to showing up in the best way possible or volunteer for extra assignments. The results of all of those actions and inactions that I just said to you is that you are still wanting to quit. And now if you could see my notes here, you're going to see that that word wanting is in like all caps, like you really want to quit. Do you see this? In this case, the desire, that wanting, isn't accompanied by actions that create the result you want, which is a full and thriving coaching practice. The emotions and actions instead are pointed at more desire, more dreaming, more wishing, more wanting. You may be spending a considerable amount of time dreaming about quitting, but this longing actually creates more wanting. It's a little bit different to talk about it in this way, so stick with me. Now, if you've been spending a lot of time wanting to quit, if you've been thinking about it for weeks or maybe even months, and you're still at your day job, get curious and ask yourself, why? Why is this happening? Why am I still here? And I mean this, get curious and ask yourself. Don't ask yourself in one of those harsh, judgmental ways. Now, sometimes it's because you're scared. So when you get curious, you might find out some of the reasons why you're still there. Maybe you're feeling nervous. Quitting that seeming security of a day job can be really scary. Oh yeah. You think you're getting freedom, but then there's still that little voice inside your head that says, oh, but I won't have medical benefits anymore. Or, I'm used to getting money deposited to my bank account every 2 weeks. I got bills to pay, you know. What happens if I don't have that steady paycheck? Here's the thing. If you really wanted to quit, you would have done it already. Sometimes we are in love with the idea of freedom and we ponder it, we want it, we long for it. And then real life happens and our logical thoughts show up. Notice where this is true for you. Where are you so busy wanting and not actually creating the result you desire? I'm not telling you to quit your job. That's not what this is about. And for those of you who do want to be full-time entrepreneurs, there are step-by-step ways that you can prepare as well as possible. Maybe you're saving money. Maybe you get all your dental work done over a span of time, accumulate vacation pay. There's some great strategies to do that. But we're talking about this wanting and not actually creating what you want at this point. So maybe your wanting is tied up with the goal of eventually finding your first 5 paying clients or becoming a fully booked coach. Now, regardless of the goal, if you've been spending a lot of emotional energy in that place of wanting, and wanting something you don't have yet, let me share a few ideas about how to go from wanting to having. So to begin, wanting something you don't have can create more wanting. That's where you need to be onto yourself. You need to be aware with what's going on with you. Everything you want is because you think you're going to feel a certain way when you have it. So get curious and ask yourself what that might be. What's stopping you from feeling that way right now? Next, accept that there is nothing inherently wrong with where you are and who you are right now. Maybe you've got 2 clients. Maybe you're still working full time. Know that this is a step on your path to signing 5 clients, and it's a step on your path to being fully self-employed. Accept you. Accept where you are right now. Accept what is. And be grateful for how far you have already come. It's really easy to forget the progress that you've already made. Acknowledge your growth. Remember that at one point you had 0 clients and now you've got 2. That's a big deal. Having 2 clients means you're on the road to having 5. And then when you get to your goal, you're still going to be you. You're still going to desire something new. That's part of being human. You might even forget how much you desired this goal, the one that you already have. After all, most of the aspects of the life that you're living right now were probably goals that you dreamed of in the past. Did you dream of a promotion? Well, it's your current job, the one that you want to quit now. Did you long for that day when you could have a family? These children are yours now, and your baby doesn't sleep through the night. So what do you do now? Next, you're going to exercise your mind. You're going to go to the place in your mind where your goal is current reality. My coach calls it the done place, and done is in quotation marks, as in your goal is already accomplished. It's done. So first, instead of thinking about the gap, and what I mean by that is instead of thinking about what you don't have yet, think about it from a place of it being a certainty right now. Then enjoy the emotions, the ones that you're hoping to feel when you reach that goal. Enjoy them now. You have got nothing to lose and everything to gain by feeling the way you choose to feel. Maybe you want to feel accomplished or proud or empowered. You can feel those now. This is a step in your mindset mastery. Then feel gratitude. Yeah, you heard me. Practice that feeling of gratitude that you've reached your goal. Yes, in our imagination, we have gone to that place where that goal is complete. And now you're going to feel grateful that you have completed it. Then you're going to ask yourself, future you, what did I do to get here? You're going to have a conversation with future you, and you're going to say, what did I need to learn? What skills did I master? Then go and do those things, learn those skills, and see what happens. You're going to come back and do this every single day. This is this technique of asking future you, and it kind of seems odd at first, but you've got a lot more wisdom than you might at first think. Of course, your goal's not magically going to appear in an instant, but you're going to find that with time, you're becoming that individual who creates that reality, the results, the life that you've been dreaming of, and you get to enjoy it right now. Hey, you might be saying to me, Candy, come on, this sounds like visualizing. I can't visualize. Don't worry, I got you. I would remind you that your mind has no problem at all thinking up worst case scenarios, thinking about solving problems that you've only imagined. In business, it's called risk management. That's right. I know you can imagine what might happen if it's something bad, because I know my brain does it all the time. You're looking at potential risks and imagining what it might happen and then imagining what you might do about it. Risk management, right? Like when my kids were teenagers, they would stay out late, and my imagination ran wild with all the things that could have gone wrong. Or the time that I had a callback from my mammogram, I think I had envisioned all the treatments that I would have to undergo. And then I found out soon thereafter, there was nothing wrong with me. I had spent time imagining that future. It was easy to do when it was something that was a problem. Now you get to learn how to do it with things that are good, things that you want. So in your imagination, go to the future and think of what you'll be doing, how you're going to feel, and what you're going to be thinking when you've reached your goal. Not from this place of it being missing, not from the place of I don't have it yet, but from that place of it's done. And remember, while you're doing this, you will still be you. So when you reach that goal, you're still you. And your life is still going to have its ups and downs too. And trust me, that's a good thing. Okay, let me wrap this up. If you've got a dream or a goal or something that you have been wanting, you may find that you've actually created more wanting because you're focused on not having it. You're focused on not having it yet. You're focused on the gap. And if that's okay, because you can always shift this in an instant, you're going to remember to do some things. First, you're going to decide why you want the goal. How do you think it's going to make you feel? Then you're going to practice being future you, the one who has already reached that goal. Next, you're going to imagine your life when that goal is a reality. You're going to be thankful for all you have and all you will have when your goal is done. And be thankful for all you have right now. And you're going to ask yourself, what did I do? What did I need to learn? What am I thinking? And then you're going to go and do those things. And then finally, you're going to rinse and repeat. Keep learning from your future self. Practice the feeling that you've already reached your goal. Now, if you're listening to this episode and you're a new coach, I can help you. You may be new and you're not exactly sure what to do about how to find, attract, and sign your first or your future clients. And if this sounds something like you, well, then we should talk. Let's see if it's time for us to work together. There's a link in the episode notes about how to schedule a consult, and I would love to hear from you. Oh, and one more thing before you leave, I want to tell you about a gift that I offer to all of my listeners. It's my free resource library, and it's filled with content. I created this to help you grow and become a coach. I call it the Coach's Online Business Academy, and here's how to get access. You begin by clicking the link in the episode notes and sign up for your free account. Right away, you're going to get immediate, secure access to all of those free resources. So all you have to do is go to the episode notes and click on the link to sign up, and that's it. So that's it for today, friends. Come listen again next week. I'm really looking forward to chatting with you then. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.